Sportsbook app now and use the code Chicago. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook going all out with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Don't forget, use the code Chicago to get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Indiana only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
This prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
The first pick in the plumbing and heating supply draft, contractors select supplyhouse.com. Take the field at supplyhouse.com on Monday, February 3rd, and get 1% off for each touchdown scored in the big game. Take it to the house, supplyhouse.com.
Welcome. Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/needle. That's ZipRecruiter.com/needle. ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
And now another edition of Obvious News from Geico. Obvious News! Experts now say that wearing more clothes in the winter will, in fact, help you be warmer. We asked cold victim Trent Patterson about this, and here's what he said.
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing. I was a little cold, put on a sweater, then wasn't cold. I was like, what?
Also in Obvious News, Geico makes it easy to save money and easy to reach them, with licensed agents available around the clock. So switching is a really smart decision. That's Obvious News from Geico. Obvious News!
Sunday in Miami, there's a pretty big football game. Maybe you heard about it, but the night before might be even bigger. Radio.com's 5th annual The Night Before, starring Zach Brown Band.
And a little bit of chicken pie.
Saturday night at BB&T Center in Sunrise. Just in case you're not there in person, we're broadcasting the entire show for you with video on the free Radio.com app, starting at 8:30 Eastern. The Night Before, a Radio.com event.
If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's full of the military news and lifestyle stories that bring vets closer. Closer to the things you care about, like benefits, employment, women's issues, and what's happening in the veteran community. It's things that affect your wallet and everything from happy hour to firepower. No matter what branch you were, we're the site that salutes you. ConnectingVets.com.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Copy!
We have not gotten the official thoughts of Cookie Monster on what's going on at the moment.
No, it's probably something to do with cookies, though.
My guess is it would be in a context
and rooted around
somehow
cookies.
Involving or always leading back to cookies.
You have a plate of peanut butter cookies.
That's a good guess on your part. Yeah, just the reason why you don't wait until the deadline for a Bryant deal is because he's not worth as much then. There's a cost here. I mean, if you're gonna get 2 seasons, if you're setting the cost for him, the two seasons of Chris Bryant is not the same as like 40% of a season and another full season of Chris Bryant, because the other teams aren't going to give you as much.
Correct.
The counter argument to that would be desperation. If you get two bidders on the house and they both really want them, but you can't bet that's going to happen. People are too shrewd, and the people doing one thing we've learned about baseball is there's so many homogenized valuation systems now that when the same free agents are getting the same contract offer the same day from eight different teams to the penny, that tells you that everybody knows what people are worth.
So I used to be very much especially with pitching, wait till the deadline, trade them then, because desperation makes a more rich trade. Used to be very much on that side. And that doesn't play here for a couple of different reasons. One of them that's popping up in my mind right now with the Bryant thing is because you're at this point where you've already seemingly accepted the fact that trading a 5-win player is a necessity. You've got to then trade him for the 2 years. You have to get maximum value out of this guy, who I don't think you should be trading anyway. But think about it this way too. If you look at a team like the Dodgers, for instance, and you say, all right, KB's got to go. Let's see what the Dodgers are willing to give up. You wait till the deadline, and a kid like Gavin Lux, one of the top prospects in baseball, who right now has just a little bit of Major League Baseball under his belt. You wait till then, it's possible that Lux has played a lot and made himself even more important to that team. It's possible, in Lux's case unlikely, that they reach a deal in spring training like Luis Robert did. Teams are more and more likely to move on contracts for these players and lock them up for long term. You're now going to lose. You stand to potentially lose off the marketplace some of the return that you might get back for Bryant in the first place. Right now, there's more unknowns. There are more players that don't mean as much to their 25-man roster. A guy's not holding down shortstop because, you know, Andrelton Simmons got hurt or something like that. Or Joe Adell's not up there hitting in right field to help out Mike Trout and Anthony Rendon. There is an opportunity here that is unlike the one that's going to be up at the trade deadline. Baseball's changing fast, and that deadline may not be the same for, at least in my interpretation, for high-tier talent.
Especially for the teams to whom you're talking that are laden with this amount of talent. And that's the other half of this, is what's going to make it hurt is any team that, A, has developed players well enough to have enough to get Bryant, and, B, is in the timeline, their timeline, trading for him, that's a contender. And all these teams are talking about. So it's very likely that it's going to hurt even worse when the Cubs are home after an 80-win season and you're watching Chris Bryant on the national stage with his, you know, 400 on base percentage in the playoffs for somebody else.
Right.
Because that's just the way this is setting up.
Making a real sharp turn from first to third and taking that extra 90 feet to score a run. You know, like Chris Bryant does, that kind of thing. That would cut fairly deep for Cubs fans.
This is Bill in Joliet. He's on Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great, Bill.
I just got a comment and then a question. Listening to this, I'm with you guys. I don't get where these callers are coming in saying that Chris Bryant's soft and he's weak and they don't like him. I mean, I'm sick to my stomach even talking about it. And I guess thank God that the fans and don't have the power to, trade and do what they want to do with players. But I guess my question is just, looking at a guy like Theo, what is the inside with this? I mean, I don't get where they're coming from. I mean, what do they want to get rid of this guy for? What are you going to replace for a superior player trying to catch lightning in a bottle with prospects? I don't understand.
The reason why, and this, it's easy to sort of have both here, Bill. We can understand why they're doing it and still think it's unfortunate that they've gotten to this position where they have to do it. And I guess the reason is, A, they don't want to spend money that they don't have to spend. That's really important here, because you could put a number on it that would have Bryant here for the rest of his career.
Yeah, you could.
You could.
You could.
You simply could. That needs to be said.
The average annual value of that starts with a 3.
Sure.
Yeah, but you could.
You could afford it, and you could do it, but they don't want to. They also believe there's a strong possibility for however it ends up, that he's going to be elsewhere, however you want to define that. The asking him, what number would you need to stay, is off the table. Therefore, if he's going to go, and you need to replenish your farm system mm-hmm. because you're out of resources because you've really chased a few seasons here, that this might be your best way to do it because he still has so much value. I get that. It doesn't mean it doesn't suck.
It's a really difficult place to be. I think